Welcome. This is the podcast called Pandemic Paranoia, where we're talking about mental health through the progression of the pandemic, and we're going to be talking to some different age groups here. Right now, I got my friend Grizz on the line. He's a high school student, currently in grade 12, and I get it's a little different from you because you transferred from Canada over to the States partway through high school, so obviously some of the social aspect had already changed for you, just switching between countries. But I'm just going to start off with a simple question. I'm just going to ask, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Not too bad. It's a nice day out today, so starting the day off good. So, as I said, you switched from Canada over to the States partway through high school, so some of the social aspect of that was already taken out for you, I guess, but just being in Canada for at least the first 2 years of high school, but switching over to online school throughout the pandemic, how did you feel and what was your reaction to the social aspect being taken out of high school? Because obviously that's a very important part of it, involving clubs and all that.
Well, I mean, I didn't miss the extracurricular too much, that aspect. And I found at first there weren't too many social guidelines revolving around the whole pandemic, so it wasn't a big issue. I mean, I have a fairly social life outside of school, so I was still, you know, seeing friends, hanging out, kind of doing whatever. It was just different being home throughout the day. I personally quite liked it, actually.
Being home all day, obviously sometimes other kids' parents aren't going to let them go out during the pandemic, so there was obviously some of that border where you could hang out with people, but they couldn't hang out with you. I know, obviously, you play video games, and that's something you like to do, but I know even if you are hanging out with some of the guys online, it's still a border of you're between the internet, you're not face-to-face, you're not having that in-person human interaction. Do you think that throughout this, having that online interaction is at least sufficient? Or do you think that, I mean, obviously you would have benefited from the in-person interaction, but how much do you think you're missing out on from not having that in-person human interaction anymore?
It's hard to say. I mean, life before was obviously a lot different, and it's been a while since we've been at a normal state, so to speak. I've gotten really used to it, so as of now, it seems really sufficient. I think at first it wasn't quite as sufficient, and it was still very enjoyable, don't get me wrong, but it's not the same, by no means. There's, I don't know the scientific aspect behind it, but there's something about face-to-face interaction that is, it helps your brain out a little bit.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Also, on top of the loss of the social interaction, I know for a lot of people, the deadlines for certain school projects have been brought up a bit, and a lot of schools have had intensified workflow, trying to pump out more work because everyone's at home. They're not wasting time going between school and home all the time. Do you find that your school specifically has increased its workflow over the course of the pandemic to try and compensate for the loss of in-person learning, or do you think that it's around the same?
It's really based on the teacher. As a general time frame of what this school gives us, it seems that they are trying to pump out a much larger workload in a shorter time. There's a lot of stuff completely teacher-based that they may cut out to prevent that, and there's other teachers that try and rush through it all and move up deadlines for projects, even decrease project size but try and compact more learning into that project. It's a whole string of issues, but in general I do think there's a larger workload being pumped out to students that doesn't necessarily need to be there.
Mm-hmm. And obviously high school, a lot of people are stressed already because of the workflow that is pumped out by a lot of those classes. And obviously it's getting more intense with the pandemic, with them trying to pump out more school assignments, which is unfortunately the world we're living in at the moment.
May I add one key thing to remember is, I mean, high school students, like you said, generally are really stressed with most of these classes. But when you move them to online and it's not as easy to go ask, just walk up to guidance or student support and ask for help, it adds more stress on top of that, and along with the fact that a lot of people, unlike us, I mean, we both enjoy video games, like you said, a lot of people aren't having near the interaction that we get, and it's draining in other aspects.
That's actually a really good point about the guidance specifically. Obviously, not everyone goes to guidance looking for help, but there are a lot of kids who do, and it really does help them. And I feel like cutting that out of their lives, it's a lot harder to set up an online meeting with a teacher or a guidance counselor, and it is also not the same feeling you get as being in the guidance counselor's office and them actually trying to help you.
It's not the same comfort.
It really isn't. Just going back to that point of intensified workflow, did you find yourself someone who stressed about high school work beforehand when it was in person, or were you someone who is much more go with the flow, just kind of got it out of the way?
Not at all. Far from it. I mean, I'd do it and then go about my business. It helped too, because even if there were times where I would get a little stressed, whether I was late on a project or whatever, knowing the teachers well, knowing who they were, knowing their faces would help a lot, because you were just talking to a friend, at least for most teachers anyways. And, most of them would help you out and be there to support you throughout those projects and stuff that was a little hectic or stressful.
And that's another thing with high school teachers is I find a lot more high school teachers specifically are very kind of, they try hard to connect with their students so that if they do need help, they don't feel awkward coming to them for help, which is an amazing thing. But obviously, part of that has been cut off from transferring over to online learning, which is really not that great. But yeah, that is a very good point you made there, Grizz. So thank you for that. And thank you for coming on and answering my questions. Do you have any plans for the rest of the day that are.
Not a whole lot. Probably gonna hang around the house, ride out this thunderstorm. I've been trying to get to the golf course, but can't do that. So I'm stuck here playing video games once again.
Sounds like the same old story. All right. Well, thank you for coming on and answering the questions, and you have a great day.
No worries. Thank you. You as well.
I think my main takeaway from this interview was that even though Hunter and I are from different age groups and different stages in our life, we're having relatively the same point of view from this pandemic. And it comforts me, at least, knowing that I'm not alone in how I feel with how things are going, which is nice to hear, and it is comforting. This is just kind of a reminder just to check up on friends and family. They might be feeling just as lonely as you are during this whole thing. But thank you for listening, and have a good night.